Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 11th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Google is creating an Android-powered global opt-in earthquake alert system with some features rolling out today. The accelerometer in an Android phone will serve as a data point for an algorithm designed to detect earthquakes, which will then build a system to automatically send warnings to people who could be impacted. Initially, Google is partnering with the U.S. Geological Survey and the California Office of Emergency Services to send earthquake alerts generated by the Shake Alert System's seismometers to Android users in that state. In the second stage, Google will show localized earthquake search results based on the data it's detecting from Android phones. Then finally, Google plans to actively send earthquake warnings to people who live in areas where there are not seismometer-based warning systems. Amazon announced it rebranded Twitch Prime to Prime Gaming. So there you go. The service will keep all the same benefits, including exclusive in-game content, free games, and a free monthly Twitch subscription. Parallels Desktop 16 launched on the Mac Tuesday to run Windows, Linux, and macOS applications and virtual machines under macOS, now with full support for macOS Big Sur. Other new features include support for 3D in Metal apps when running a Big Sur virtual machine on a Big Sur host, offers better printer sharing, and claims to launch twice as fast with improvements in DirectX performance and Git status in Linux virtual machines. However, Parallels still declined to say if Windows on upcoming Apple Silicon machines in Big Sur would be supported. Parallels Desktop 16's standard edition is a one-time purchase of $99.99 or $49.99 upgrade for Desktop 14 and 15 users. Pro and Business editions require a $99.99 per year subscription. Google Maps now supports CarPlay dashboard, letting users have turn-by-turn navigation alongside music controls and other CarPlay app widgets. Google also brought Google Maps back to Apple Watch after removing the app in 2017. Mozilla CEO Mitchell Baker sent an email to staff that the company plans to lay off around 250 employees and close the company's current operations in Taipei, Taiwan. Baker wrote, quote, "Our pre-COVID plan is no longer workable. We've talked about the need for change, including the likelihood of layoffs since the spring. Today, these changes become real. Mozilla plans to focus on core browser growth and revenue-generating products and reduce investment for developer tools, internal tooling, and platform features." Uber and Lyft were ordered to convert their California drivers from independent contractors to employees with benefits. San Francisco Superior Court Judge Ethan Schulman agreed with California Attorney General Javier Becerra that Uber and Lyft are violating Assembly Bill 5, but paused the injunction for 10 days so the companies can appeal the preliminary injunction, with both companies said they will do. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi wrote an opinion piece for the New York Times outlining a third way for workers to be classified beyond traditional and contractor distinction, calling for an industry-wide benefits fund to let workers build up benefits across different gig services. Tuesday, NVIDIA announced an event at 12 Eastern Time, September 1st. Expect a new line of GeForce video cards, likely the RTYX 3000 series and a successor to RTX 2080. Google announced a new calendar app that shows your daily schedule and relevant shortcuts inside Android Auto, and a new settings app to better manage preferences. Google says it wants to expand support for new categories and is working with early access partners, including Spot Hero for parking, ChargePoint for charging, and Sygic for navigation. If beta releases later this year are successful, Google plans to release these APIs so that other developers can start building Android Auto and automotive apps in those categories. Google also said the all-electric Polestar 2, which is the first to feature the baked-in Android automatic platform, is now shipping to customers, with Renault, General Motors, and Polestar owner Volvo all saying they will use Android Automotive in at least some of their future cars. Finally, Hyundai announced the launch of a dedicated battery electric auto brand under its Iconic brand name. Iconic cars will be built on the electric global modular platform, with the first model being the Iconic 5, a mid-size CUV expected in early 2021. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.